We continue our reading of the book of Romans, coming today to Romans 11, verses 11 to 24. You'll find it on page 1204 in your pew Bible. Now, Paul's talking about Israel and his desire for their salvation. He's explaining what happened, and in doing so, he makes an important point regarding the relationship of Israel to the church. This is a big issue among Christians. I would say the majority of evangelicals in the 20th century held the view that God had a work with Israel, he had a work to do with the church, and they're different works. They're always different works. They're different in character. And Israel and the church are two different entities, and they will never be one. It is hard to imagine a more heartfelt, by well-meaning Bible people doctrine that is more clearly wrong. And you'll see it taught, for instance, in the book of Revelation, which the Bible teaches that Israel and the church are one. There's an organic unity to the Old and New Testaments. There are unfolding covenants, but there is one people of God. Revelation, for instance, continually refers to the New Testament of church under the images and symbols and emblems of Old Testament Israel. You get to the end of Revelation, chapter 22, there's one glorious city in eternity. It has walls and gates. Written on them are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles of the New Testament. It's hard to imagine a clearer way of saying, it is all one. Now, a great passage is that before us from the Apostle Paul, where he gives the metaphor of Israel as an olive tree, and he says, here's what happened because of the unbelief of the Jews of outward Israel. They were like a branch that was broken off. You Gentiles who've believed in Jesus, you're a wild olive branch that has been grafted in, and it's the power of God has done that. So the New Testament church is grafted in to the olive tree of Israel. Now, isn't that exciting? One thing it does is it restores the whole Old Testament to us spiritually. That's our book. We're not reading somebody else's religion in the Old Testament. We've been grafted in by the Holy Spirit. That's our living tradition. Everything in the Old Testament pertains directly to us, and we belong. We're not second-class add-ins. God's will was to bring the Gentiles, even in the Old Testament, he prophesied it, and to bring them into Israel. Paul says at the end of Galatians, to the church, even to you, the Israel of God. How exciting it is to be the covenant people of God. Now, at the same time, Paul's very encouraged by this. He says, you know, if you were able to be grafted in, that when we preach the gospel to Jews and they believe, how much easier for the natural branch to be grafted back in on top of it. He says, I actually hope what God's doing is he's actually appealing to the Jews. He's making them jealous because they look at you and you have the Holy Spirit. You have the blessings that was all about, and they'll want to come in. That's Paul's prayer. It should be ours for the Jewish people. But then he gives a warning. Don't be proud, because if God broke off even Israel when they rejected Jesus and when they turned away from covenant faithfulness, he will do the same to you. You think of so many evangelical churches today where the Bible's hardly taught and the doctrines of the Bible, the gospel is deeply corrupted, and there may be great worldly show. We should fearfully anticipate that if that continues, God will break it off. We need to make sure we are faithful to him, and that by his grace we will remain in the tree. Well, with that being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 11 of Romans 11. Paul writes, "So I ask, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles, so as to make Israel jealous. Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous, and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean? But life from the dead. If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, you remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then that the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. For if you were cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, the natural branches, be grafted in back into their own olive tree? The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.